Time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your locally owned Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst, and also your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Uh-oh, this one looks like it could be trouble.
Swung on, line to left. This is trouble. Kwan back, dives. Did he make the catch? Oh, he did! A diving catch on the warning track by Stephen Kwan. And the Guardians maintain the lead. We have seen numerous tremendous catches this season. There may not be a better one than we just saw from Stephen Kwan, who stretched as far as he possibly could. And the ball just nestled in the webbing of his glove as he hit the warning track. What a catch by Kwan.
Wow.
And we will head to the eighth inning with the score. The Guardians 6, the Rockies 5.
Yes, what a catch, Jim, yesterday. Do outfielders practice that in any way? Do they lay on the grass and see how far they can stretch? I mean, nobody wants to do a belly flop. How do they get that? Is that just – what is the
– Bruce, they practice their outfield play, but I doubt they do that very often because he landed on the warning track, and it's a gravel warning track, so I'm going to guess he was picking some pebbles out of his arms and stuff and he got back to the dugout. But, I think they practice their fundamentals in terms of getting jumps and angles and all that kind of good stuff. So that leads to that, but in terms of the actual dive itself, I don't know. Like when we were kids, you used to do that, I think, because it was fun. And I'm guessing maybe somewhere along the line they practice it a little bit, but not that often, I don't think. That was just an incredible catch.
You just run and stretch and hope the mitt and the glove and everything meet the ball. Otherwise, you lay there face first and somebody else has to go pick up the ball after that. But great catch yesterday as well. Though there were a little errors here and there, but coming away with a win yesterday. What are we winning now, 12 out of 15? Is that where we're at in this one?
That's correct. It's been a... it's more than just a nice week. It's been a good stretch of baseball, and you start to think, well, maybe this is who this team is. And again, they've played teams below 500 for the most part during this stretch. And you might say, well, they're beating up on teams that aren't good. You still have to beat them. And how many seasons have we seen teams go through stretches where they struggle with the teams that are not having good years? You still have to go out and play decent baseball, and you touched on it. It was kind of a sloppy game. It wasn't the best baseball last night, but this team has had a penchant for doing whatever it takes no matter what type of night they're having, and it didn't come easy last night in a lot of areas. But they did just enough to win a ball game, and in some cases got great plays like they got from Stephen Kwan.
Jim, another four-hit game for Jose Ramirez, and he continues to sparkle this season. From a league-wide standpoint, it seems that he's been, and maybe I'm wrong with this assessment, but it seems like maybe he's underappreciated, again, from a league-wide standpoint. We in Cleveland obviously know what he's all about, but do you see that maybe starting to change as he finds that batting average up over 300 and he continues to put together just dominant performances at the plate?
It's an interesting perspective because it seems like that's a common theme. Everyone says that. Oh, he's underappreciated, and nobody knows about him. I'm going to say no on both of those. Believe me, when we go into different towns, and this is a great example here because we don't see the Rockies very often, and certainly haven't come here very often, they know who Jose Ramirez is. When we showed up, everyone wanted to talk about him. How do you stop him? There's no way to stop him, at least not yet in this series. You look at the contract extension when he signed that to stay in Cleveland. That was a huge topic of conversation nationally. So I think he does get the notoriety, and he's very much appreciated and well thought of. Now, is Aaron, if you were to sit down and do the MVP vote today, I haven't sat down and compared the numbers. Aaron Judge is having a wonderful season for New York. But say those numbers were equal across the board, Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP because of where he plays And if Mike Trout were in that same boat, he'd probably get more votes too. Is that fair? No. But it's the reality. I don't think Jose cares. And I don't think many people in the Guardians clubhouse care. They just care that he's on their team and helps them win ball games. And they love him. He's a fun player to be around. He's fun in the clubhouse. And I think that's the most important thing. So whether he's underappreciated, you know, if that's the perception around the country, I don't think that's really something that anybody worries about.
No, we're playing the Rockies again for an afternoon affair, then off to Los Angeles. How's the road trip been with our Tim Alcorn? Now with the Cavs, but formerly here with WEOL. Is he on your left or right when you're doing this broadcasting thing? Did you move?
He's on the right. So I stayed where I normally do, and he's sitting where Tom would have sat. So it's a lot of pressure on Tim. And I did, you know, I told it's 6 o'clock out here, and I went and knocked on his door. I said, "Hey, I'm going to talk to your old buddies, and you know, Bruce and the guys at WEOL," and I just let him know I was going to go on here in a little bit, just to make sure that he was up and aware of that. So I heard a grumble and that type of thing in his room. He didn't answer the door. So hopefully I didn't wake him up. I don't know.
Well, don't worry. He's on the WEOL mobile app that he can listen to. I know that for sure. So hello, good morning, Tim. And yeah, I heard his little subtle wow at the end of the Stephen Kwan call that you had there from last night. But again, the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's going to be a tough three games coming up for sure.
It will be. But again, you know, I think at this point, and we talked about the 12 out of 15. It's exciting. I think this team's excited to go in there and play in LA against a team that so many people think is a shoe-in to get to the World Series, you know, not just the postseason. So I think this team will be up to the challenge. They have some pretty good pitching lined up for the weekend, and it should be a fun series in LA.
We look forward to that, and thanks for your time this morning, and thanks for waking Tim up this morning. Appreciate that.
You know, it's a public service, Bruce. It's the least I could do for you guys.
Thanks very much. Guardians Baseball Talk with Jim Rosenhaus. We'll talk again next week, Jim. Have a good day.
See ya.